Shabnam.
Shabnam Radio, and Mr. Ed Jill is asking for a couple more minutes, so we would wait, but don't back. Stay right there. Faru celebrated a birthday recently. Dr. Birdie. Come on, it's a Corona party today. Let me back. Oh, don't back.
The set was crowded and she was tight. While I was grounded, she high and flying. I told young she's bound, living a sham. She turned to bang, bang, with them, it's a
don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. Don't back on me, don't back. Don't back on me, don't back.
Dancing with you, man, you only jamming down me and with the bam bam.
Don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, yeah, don't do that. Don't back on me, don't back. Don't back on me, don't back.
You look so pretty, really sexy. Boom boom look so healthy, jamming on me purposely. If she was serious, I won't complain. But it's mischievous, this thing she brain. Deliberating, blowing my mind. The more I want she, the more she whine.
Don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. Don't back on me, don't back. Don't back on me, don't back.
Dancing with you, man, you only jamming down the path with you, bam, bam.
Don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, yeah, don't do that. Don't back on me, don't back. Don't back on me, don't back.
You look so pretty, really sexy. Boom boom look so healthy, jamming on me purposely.
Darling, don't do that to me.
We want to extend a warm welcome to all our Guyanese listeners. We want to send greetings from Toronto, from the Association of Concerned Guyanese in Canada. And let me say by extension, all Guyanese around the world, we send them back some love to Guyana. Like you, we too in Canada and around the world are frustrated and holding our breath and waiting. Former Junior Minister of Finance will be on air with us in a minute or two. Mr. S. Ill.
Dancing with you, man, you only jamming down the pan with your bam bam.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, don't forget for all your paving needs, commercial, they do the yellow lines, they do the private driveways, commercial or residential, do a good job indeed. Check him out, Pete and Baljeet. Give him a call, 416-561-5139, 416-561-5139. 5139. Call now, Pete and Baljeet.
Good afternoon. Stand by, okay? Okay, thanks.
You're listening to Shabnam Radio 770 AM WTOR. And as promised and on time, we will be speaking now with former Junior Minister of Finance, Bishop Edgehill. And of course, he was a candidate for the PPP Civic. And he's here to share with us what's happening, the latest update as far as the post-election discussion that has been taking place, not only in Guyana, but around the world. We want to say hello and welcome. Welcome, Mr. Edgehill. And if you will address our audience and give us an update as of maybe the last week, what has been happening after this election that occurred in Guyana.
And good afternoon to all of your viewers and listeners. And greetings from sunny Guyana. Today we are having quite a lot of sun. It's hot and warm. And I hope the people of Toronto and wider Canada are enjoying some of that too. But be that as it may, in the midst of all of this nice warm weather, things are not really warm at all in Guyana when it comes to the political scene. Because we are having a defiant, vulgar, insensitive, unyielding administration who even after almost 20 weeks are unwilling to concede and yield to the democratic will of the people of Guyana who voted them out of office. We've had from one situation to another situation, from one excuse to another excuse. Some people are calling it a chess game, but it is no chess game. These are desperate people who are despotic, authoritarian. They believe in totalitarianism. They don't embrace democracy. Their credentials for freedom are tattered. And they are unable to present themselves as a government that is for the people and by the people. But rather, this is a government that is for themselves, family and cronies. Now, we had gone through that long process of the recount. I was one of the counting agents during the national recount, particularly counting Region 4 votes. Where we had the controversy as it relates to the numbers with Mingo's fraudulent declaration. At the end of that recount, we validated 460,000 plus votes. The PPPC won 233,339, I think it was. And the APNU got 217,000 just thereabouts. We won these elections by 15,416. At the end of the recount, what was required was for a declaration of the result. The Guyana Elections Commission met and asked the Chief Elections Officer to present a report to facilitate the declaration.
That's a good line.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Yes. The CEO presented a report in the first instance that sought to disenfranchise 285,000 Guyanese. That would have given the APNU AFC a two-thirds majority in the parliament. That was the extent of the wickedness. lost an election, the chief elections officer was providing a report to show that that government had lost 1/2 majority in the parliament. The world came against that. Jacob refused that report, sent him back to bring the report again. He came back with another report, disenfranchising 115,000 voters and giving the APNU AFC a 1-seat majority in the parliament. That was rejected because that's not the numbers coming out of the recount. He went again and he brought another report. This time the report that he submitted was not the report from the recount, but a report that included the fraudulent declarations of the Region 4 returning officer, Clement Ringo, which filled with figures, some 22,000 voters were added and rearranged to give the APNU AFC a win. The world has condemned those actions. There is international pressure, and there is national pressure to ensure that the correct numbers are declared. In the midst of that, an APNU agent went to the court, filed this recent court case to present the declaration. But the court case that is filed, which was heard yesterday afternoon, all the relief that they are seeking for are matters that would have been addressed in the Ulita Moore court case, which was an APNU AFC agent, and also the Evelyn David court case, which was also an APNU AFC agent. So it's just a circular approach, the application of dilatory tactics to prevent the declaration to avoid the PPPC assuming the presidency, forming the next government and taking control of the country. We expect that on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, the Chief Justice will give a decision on these matters that are before her. We expect it will be just like all the other court cases. The courts will denounce the APNU AFC, deny them of the orders they are seeking, and give some direction on the way forward. And only God knows if this time around, after almost 5 months, they will obey the court and the constitution so that we'll be able to go forward as the country.
But just as you are certain that they will in fact,
just as we are certain that the court would decide and rule in what we are suggesting they could be a ruling, I think you should be certain enough to say that you know that they will not comply. And what is the next step?
Well, you know, they say every long rope got an end. Our moon could run until they catch it. They have been running. But, as you can see, apart from them not complying with the rulings of the court, they have become offensive to the international community, including organizations which we are a part of and which we have signed on to various charters. The CARICOM, the OAS, the Commonwealth, the United Nations, and they have all started to make statements, including the Americans, British, Canadians, and the European Union, to impose sanctions against this government and all those who are assisting them in the defiant mode that they're in seeking to subvert the will of the people. So they're setting themselves up not only for a confrontation with the Constitution and the rule of law, but they're setting themselves up for a confrontation with the world, because the world is condemning them. They are talking about sovereignty, but they're not considered legitimate. So they're making the sovereignty argument, but the world is saying you are illegitimate. The Secretary of State territorial problems with Venezuela. People, the CARICOM, the Commonwealth, the UN, everybody is speaking. So they are setting themselves up for a confrontation and a showdown with the world.
But
the expense of the Guyanese people, because right now in Guyana, I can tell you, business people are complaining to me. They can't pay their rent. Business has gone to a halt. Things are dead. So people can't pay their rent. The vendors are suffering. Most wives and children are suffering. Contractors can't get to work. So they have to lay off their employees. Things are really hard in Guyana. I don't think that not even on the Barnum days, it was so hard as it is right now. That is coupled with the COVID-19 pandemic and the restrictions that that has brought to the country. So they are really sacrificing a nation for their own personal gain and their own personal benefit.
Well, you know,
that is what they are doing right now.
Well, you know, they are also trying to push the narrative that the PPP Civic is calling on sanction for Guyana. And I just wanted to give you the opportunity to debunk that, because it's not true. And in fact, that the sanction is on Mr. Granger and his cronies and their family. Tell us a little bit about the sanction that Mr. Pompeo and the Americans have placed on Mr. Granger and his cabal.
Thank you, sir. Now, for the clarification of all of your listeners, the Americans, the British, the Canadian, the European Union, and the other international organizations have been saying over the last 3 to 4 months, any government that is sworn in on fraudulent numbers will face dire consequences. These people have been talking weekly, they are issuing statements. They are warning the Granger administration, hoping that good sense will prevail and that they will yield and proceed and let the democratic process go forward. But a stubborn servant cannot be corrected by words alone. You have to impose action. What is the Pompeo and the U.S. administration has done, they have basically revoked the visas of all the government officials, GCOM officials, and other individuals who are financiers and key players in this rigging plot. As a first message to say, we are not going to allow you to hold a nation to ransom and behave like you have the freedoms to associate and participate with people in the free world. It's as if to say, friends saying to friends, if you behave like this, you can't live with us. If you're live with us, you have to have a certain culture. And our culture is a democratic culture. So you can't come and participate and in the free world while you're producing a dictatorship at home. So they have restricted them on the first instance. These sanctions are not against Guyanese. My visa is in order. The visa of the average Guyanese is in order. It is Granger and the rigging cabal that has been sanctioned and will be sanctioned. Now, you can move from visa restrictions to the freezing of assets, the freezing of bank accounts. You could move to other forms of sanctions against their children who are studying overseas in universities. The visas that allow them to stay to study would be revoked. Their children would have to return home. All of these things are to urge and to control them into doing what is right. So the issue of sanctions, it's not against the country, but it is against the government and their cronies who are the main beneficiaries of this wicked, deceptive rigging plot.
Now, apart from the government themselves, holding on to powers during this time, this transition period, we are waiting. We understand a lot of business is still taking place behind the scene. We hear talk about land giving out to friends and supporters and financiers. We also wanted to ask you if you could answer Mr. Granger. He has been sidestepping and behaving as he don't know what is going on and he wants due process. Now, if I'm not sure your constitution, how it works or spelled out, could Mr. Granger admit that he has lost the election, and what would happen if he did so, concede the election and congratulate Dr. Irfan Ali? Could we move forward if he did that, or the Constitution doesn't allow that?
The Constitution allows for that, sir. If Mr. Granger concedes, he will make a declaration, all the court cases will come to an end, and Mr. Ali will be sworn in as president, the country will form the next cabinet, we will have a parliament, we will have a budget, we'll be able to provide a stimulus to the business community, we'll be able to reach out to the vulnerable communities, the poor and the disadvantaged that are being affected by this COVID-19 pandemic. We'll be able to restore some amount of decency and dignity to the international, the reputation of Guyana internationally, and start working among the democratic pool in this global family. So the Constitution provides for Mr. Granger conceding, but he's being defiant. He's being ridiculous with the things that he's saying. Donald Ramatar didn't believe that we lost the 2015 elections. I did not believe it either. I was a part of that cabinet. Just like they did know, they rigged it with fictitious statements of polls. When we asked for a recount, we weren't granted a recount. But so what we were going to do then? Pull up our whole country? We step back? Granger was sworn in? We file an election petition, which is not even heard yet, and we behave in a responsible manner. We didn't burn the country down. We didn't beat anybody up in the streets. We went to parliament. We represented our people. We made our case. We brought the government down. We went to the elections. We won the elections. That is how democracy works.
I guess...
Needs to do what is right.
Indeed.
But what he's doing, why he's illegally occupying or squatting in office, is doling out assets of the state to his friends, his family, financiers, and cronies, giving out large swaths of land, entering into contracts illegally. The country has no budget or appropriation act, but they're still signing contracts for capital works, valued tens of millions of dollars. In one case, over $1 billion. All of this is being done illegally. And these are things that need to be brought to an end and be corrected as soon as possible. So we have to be able to get this country back on the democratic path of doing things legally, following the rule of law, and ensuring that we have good governance with accountability and transparency.
Well, I know the work would be cut out for the PPP Civic as far as image control and damage control. But I wanted to ask you, you have been on the ground, you've been a politician for many years. You would have had, serving as a junior minister. How is the relationship with the armed forces, the police, if there were to be, because I heard the supporters of the Granger regime say, no Granger, no peace. And we are all aware that what could happen as far as, they say, burning down the city. As far as the protective services, the heads of those departments, etc., you must have an idea where they stand with this election. What would they follow the instruction of the president, or would they try to keep peace and order in a civil society? What are your thoughts on that?
We believe that the protective services, the discipline services, will act professionally. We believe, despite how they voted politically, these are men and women in uniform who are trained to obey the Constitution and to uphold the rule of law. We believe that the day that GCOM makes a declaration that Irfan Ali has won the elections and that he takes the oath of office, all of the discipline instance followed by others who introduced the kith and kin approach, because a significant percentage of the armed forces are Afro-Guyanese. They believe that they have the support, that when they come to the streets, the army and the police will allow them to wreak havoc and carry out mayhem. We have no such belief. We believe that the police, the army, and all the disciplined services will act professionally and responsibly, obeying the Constitution and securing the rule of law in Guyana. That's our position on this matter.
Well, I want to thank you very much for bringing us up to speed. But, you know, Guyanese living abroad, and I know in the GTA in Canada, in Toronto here, many of the seniors are frustrated. They want to hear news about their beloved Guyana, and which we would be making arrangements to broadcast and share content from Ed and his station in Canada on our Caribbean Showtime TV. But I wanted you, if you could take a few minutes, to address those who are missing Guyana, who have business to conduct in Guyana. What can they do in this time of waiting?
Thank you. Well, let me say to all my Guyanese, brothers and sisters, young as well as old, the dream of Guyana is coming alive. Guyana is going to become one of the most prosperous countries on the face of the earth. This is just a test that we are going through. Better days are ahead of us. No matter how long this takes, we will get this behind us. We will reconstruct this nation. We will ensure there is national reconciliation. We will ensure that Guyana belongs to all Guyanese. We will ensure that Guyanese and diaspora are able to enjoy a piece of the pie here in Guyana. You could retire and come back home. You could come and invest. You could come and add value and add quality to what is taking place here. And the next year finale administration, which should have already been in place since early March, everything that we said in our manifesto, the plans to Guyana, we will do it. The superhighways will be built. The road linking Brazil from Letem to London will be built. The new Demerara Harbor Bridge will be built. The bridge across the Quarantine River linking Suriname will be built. The airport modernization will go to the next level. We will do the bypass roads and the access roads, farm to market access roads, so people in agriculture will be able to get their produce to the market. Civil works and the city fences and drainage and irrigation and housing development and modernizing healthcare and improving educational levels and providing free tertiary level education. All of these things we will do. Increasing the pensions, modernizing our healthcare is key on the agenda, especially for our senior citizens who have to benefit from healthcare and services when they reach a certain age. So Guyana is on the move. What we have is blockage right now, obstacles that have to be released. And I believe that the collective prayers or good thoughts, democratic and peaceful actions, we will get over this and we will be able to bring Guyana into that paradise. We are now an oil and gas economy. The things that we dream about doing, we'll be able to do, because we will be able to have access to the money to do it now. And that is why we need proper leadership. Leadership that will take care of the people. And that's what we in the PPP promised the people of Guyana, and that is why they voted us in to ensure that we can build such a program. So, I know your concern. Don't just be pessimistic, losing hope. It's been a bad time. It's been a time that nobody dreamt of. We didn't believe that we will ever be this low, but we will get through this. We are committed as leaders in the PPPC to continue to provide responsible leadership, guidance to our people, to ensure that Guyana does not descend into becoming a pariah state. We will remain among the democratic fold, and we will see Guyana in true transformation into a new level and a new wave of prosperity. So that's the hope that I would like to give all of our Guyanese in the diaspora.
Well,
Well, I want to say thank you indeed. And one last question. We heard on the platform the Secretary General, the leaders of the party, speaking about One Guyana and embracing of all creed and races. What was your experience looking at the outcome, the numbers that were voted for the PPP Civic, that the turnout for the election? Can we say that we have seen a more unified Guyana based on the PPP results at the polls?
We could have never won these elections without the support of Afro-Guyanese. And that is why Granger and his cabal is so desperate, because a significant number of Afro-Guyanese have now embraced the PPP, because our message has been a Guyana for all Guyanese, all religions, all races, all culture. So we are breaking free from that myth and that long legendary narrative that when you talk about politics, Indians to the PPP, Africans to the PNC. The PPPC has reached out to the African villages, have reached out to all the people, and we have embraced all the people, and that is why we have been respected and admired as the party for all the people of Guyana. And may I take the opportunity to say that when we get into government, we will not only look after those who voted for us, even our new AFC supporters will be taken care of, because the next government is a government for all Guyanese, not just the PPPC supporters.
And that's a mantra I believe the PPP Civic is going to take forward. For this, I thank you for your time. Please convey our best wishes to the leader, Dr. Jagdeo, and our president in waiting, Mr. Irfan Ali, and to all the hardworking members of the PPP Civic. I'm very proud to have you on my program. I find you to be one of the best orators out of Guyana. I love listening to you. Keep up the fight. Keep up the fire. We love you. God bless you, and God bless Guyana. Anything you would like to add in closing, go right ahead.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to share with our people. I look forward to hugging and embracing all of you in Canada when we get in there. And those who we meet in Canada, I look forward to welcoming you to our offices when you arrive in Guyana, and to make it life easy for you, so that your projects, your developmental agenda could be adequately addressed, and we look forward for the partnership. Thank you for the opportunity, and God bless you, and bless all of your viewers and listeners.
And thank you, sir. Please give our thanks to Ed and his team. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Will do.
Bye-bye. As you heard, my friend, former junior minister, Mr. Edgell, explained the situation thus far. And of course, those of you who have been following on social media, they consider Toronto and Canada and nationals of Guyana all over the world to be important. The diaspora has played a significant role over the years in the economy of Guyana, and the PPP Civic recognize that. They have many friends here in Canada, and they are taking the time to bring us updates. We will be doing more now that we have our 24-hour, 7-days-a-week station, Caribbean Showtime. We will be sharing with you updates. We are working on getting newscasts daily, a wrap-up of news coming out of Guyana weekly, and also we'll be sharing that announcement coming out of Guyana. So we want to say thank you to those working behind the scene to make it all happen. Stay tuned at 3 o'clock. We go live with Haro Shivraton, a member, an executive member, former president of the Association of Concerned Guyanese, and we also would be able to take some of your calls right here on Caribbean Showtime TV. Richard Aziz keeping you company. We continue with the music, but before we do that, we're taking a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invites you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function. No event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Tripping never been so easy. You want tripping in a hurry. One band serving the whole nation. Lakakan, Lakakan. Don't you don't do it. Never late. Uskan Kago and the April. In a hurry. No waste of time. Express shopping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With the bargain, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One band serving the whole nation. Lakakan. Visit leparkan.com.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chattuck's home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with HX Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and HX Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finley Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Everyone wants to take care of their family. Secure your family's future by controlling your wishes with the will or power of attorney. If you don't have a will or power of attorney, you leave it up to the courts to decide who gets your assets, and that can lead your loved ones out. The sooner you have a plan of action, the better your chances are to achieve the results you want. To learn more about how to make your will or power of attorney, contact Dave of T-Law Canada at 416-876-2860 or visit TLawCan.com.
Visit Gary Auto Repair for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Gary Auto Vicar, 905-840-5888. Get all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what makes them stand out among the competition. Gary Auto Repair, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Gary Auto Repair, doing it right.
I don't have no money, she tell me to worry. She don't want a house for a wedding. She don't only call me for one thing. I think she only want me for one thing. I don't have no money, she tell me to worry. She don't want a house for a wedding. She don't only call me for one thing. I think she only want me for one thing. What you doing, girl?
Hey, Mr. K.I., stop where you're doing and curl.
Stop where you're doing and curl. It's a confusing time for me. I wish somebody spent a time for me. As I open the door, that's when I realize it does he want me for. I know that I was happy. Have no money, she tell me don't worry. She don't want a house or a wedding. She does only call me for one thing. I say she only want me for
Want to say hello to Mr. K.I. Prasad and the Prasad family. And don't forget, guys, we will be going live. Check it out now. CaribbeanShowtime.com on your IP box. Oh, sorry, on your phone, your website. Visit our website on your computer. We are going live at 3 o'clock. Kapil will be soon. Haro Shivratan. Some old talk, some music, some politics. Some giveaways.
Well, I decide to play along with like a story from a Chutney song. Like when I understand that she had a
416-832-7293. We are getting our phone lines. They will be up and running. It's on back order. We can take up to 7 calls. And we have a toll-free line coming. So it's going to be done soon. But it's no fault of ours. Due to the COVID situation, everything is on back order. So we will be able to take calls and we'll give out those numbers. But today, watch out. We are coming with some more information. A little bit what's happening on the ground in Trinidad with the election. Also, we'll be talking to Mr. Haro Shivratan. Richard Aziz sending this one out to all the Lapakan workers. You're working, working. Regular working hours back at Lapakan. Okay, Shazam. It is going to be a hot weekend. Be careful now. Looking on the vulnerable. You know, it wouldn't hurt if you want to drop off some bottled water for some people who might need it. Yeah, a lot of people doesn't have transport. Some people are sick. They can't get to the stores. Checking on the seniors. Water their plants for them if you can, you know. And if you're looking for some good Patroni, check out Sandra, Torbram, and William Parkway. Well, friends, don't forget to advertise with us, whether it's TV, radio. Call me at 416-832-7293. Again, you can pick up the Jameer Hussain CD, which is one way of supporting us, $10 only, at Authentic Trini Cuisine in Brampton. You can also get it in Scarborough at Ken Jewelry at Lapakan Shipping. They have it there too. You can pick it up there. And at the 747 Free Market, Nigel Island Music Shop also carries it. Or you can call me directly and meet up with me. Today we had a gentleman from TV. He came, he took 5 and want to say thank you. Apparently, Jameer Hussain sang at his brother's wedding. Thank you, my brother. He came and visited us here at the studio. It's a pleasure having you on. Hey, watch out, we'll be doing a Friday 2-hour drive time show coming soon on radio, alright? Yep, we're going on Fridays in a couple weeks. Hey, go to ebaba.ca and download the app, and you can catch us on ebaba, the app. Rookie, rookie, taking you back in time. How about this one? Anybody know a tiny whiny? Or a whiny who might be tiny? Hey, Bayo Prasad lost his bird, a parrot. Want to tell you about that one. Watch out, Bayo Prasad. Lost a bird with a parrot with a red ring around his neck. Anybody have a new parrot around the area that doesn't belong to you? And when they say bio, he say cockat. Call me. You know people are attached to their pets, right? So please, seriously. Tiny whiny.
Tiny whiny. This chick from country. Come from the sea.
Look how Gene dancing, boy. Whoa.
Tiny whiny. Went with so long.
Hey, we will be leaving you soon at Shabdam Radio, but listen, CaribbeanShowtime.com, we're back on live, and alive. Come in, you will see my buddies coming to hang out with us. Kapil Bisoon, Haru Shivratan. Check out our new TV studios at CaribbeanShowtime.com. And by the way, we're looking for some producers. You have a show idea, you want to buy some time, you want to come up with an idea, we'd love to hear from you. Call me directly. Richard Aziz is ready to retire, so we want some new folks to come on. Produce your own shows. Chris Tuchel and Masala to be present will be at us. As you saw this morning, we were scripting showtime was 9 o'clock, just as it was on Rogers and Bell. Next week, you will see Masala TV present, followed by my show. Pandit Ravi, our program, Rudrindath, I can't remember the name, but he would be with us. Pandit Neil out of Florida also would be with us. That's Kapil Bhadna. Also, we have Dr. Dubey every early morning and late evening. He's with us. Dr. Dubey of the Vishnu Mandir, his program is already being aired with us. You know, today I heard someone claiming that they are number one TV program. We never claim to be anything number one. But what we can tell you is that we're good on quality. We're very, very high on quality and class. And as Kapil said, we are second to none. We mightn't be one, but we're second to none. Right, Chris Tuchel? The UNC is in high gear. You heard from Mr. Edgell of some of the programs that they campaign on in the election. The promises that they are going to keep once Dr. Irfan Ali is installed as the president. Enough is enough. Mr. Granger, please do the right thing. Please do the decent thing. And get your ass out of office. And I must say hello to my friend Lil. How you doing, my sister? How's the garden? Tiny and Piney. Auntie Sati. Shalini. Wendy Macedo. When you go on for a long drive today, I know she's like. Justin and company, how you doing? My mommy, Lazina Aziz and family. Hey, don't forget we go live at 3 o'clock at CaribbeanShowtime.com. We are on all your IP boxes, and if you're not getting us, ask your provider to add us. Okay, please. Shabnam Radio, we are. Let me see if I could find another nice tune to play. Because we're getting up close to 10 more minutes. And we have, you know, I enjoy playing the soca and all of that. But don't forget, let me run a couple of ads and we'll be right back.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Okay, so we, at 3 o'clock, listen, we would also be streaming live on Facebook. So check us out on Facebook. I believe it's Caribbean Showtime Facebook page. You could go on there and find us. So please, come let me lime a little bit.
चलते चलते कैसे ये फासले हो गए.
Again, we want to wish Bodhindra a happy birthday from your uncle Ishri Singh, your daddy, Jainanan, all of us here at Caribbean Showtime, Uncle Christopher, and the folks at Masala TV Present, Sunil, and a whole bunch of us wishing you, sir, a happy birthday. Not forgetting your sister. Hey, by the way, I want to say thank you. Yesterday, I was working non-stop, and then Jai said he could come and I could, he spare me some time. So I'm running down there to see Jai. Took the 407. Couldn't stop to eat. Hungry when I got there. I think I could have starved for 2 days to get. What I had was a plate of khichdi with some nice anchar that my Rocky sister Sabita had. I tell you, hey, that thing tastes good. Let me tell you. Khichdi made by Sabita. It was perfect with a cold glass of water. I could eat some of that again. So I'm looking for a good khichdi recipe, Sabita. Mommy, I think we should make some. Khichdi. Is it khichdi or khichdi? I would ask Pandit Kapil when he comes. Hey, this is Shabnam Radio. How are you doing, everybody? By special request, we're doing this one for Miss Wendy Macedo.
रोते रोते एक जमाना हो गया
रोते रोते ओ रोते रोते ओ रोते रोते मैं एक जमाना हो गया आए सखनी दिल निशाना हो गया रोते रोते एक जमाना हो गया
रोते रोते एक जमाना हो गया रोते रोते एक जमाना
Well, friends, listen, Shabnam Radio will be playing different music. But if you want to get the music that we're sharing with you, go to CaribbeanShowtime.com and you would be able to see all the stuff we're doing, right? So Harold Shiverton and Capital B soon. We have some nice music to share with you on TV also. So watch us on your IP box. You're leaving us in a few minutes. I ask you, check us out on CaribbeanShowtime.com. Go to our Facebook page, Caribbean Showtime Facebook page, and watch us. We have some new and some old memories to share with you. Mr. Harold Shiverton and his beautiful wife just showed up. As I said on their anniversary celebration, they were the two people they used as a mold to make that couple they put on top of the ice cake. And I think it was this couple here. I'm almost certain. Next time you see a cake, look at the bottom and I sure you see a Haru name on it. That will be soon. Haru Shiverton. And those of you leaving us on Shabnam Radio, want to say thank you for listening. And as usual, my mother, we say, love you, ma. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Danyavad, shukriya, khuda hafiz. But we are continuing on CaribbeanShowtimeTV.com. And I have a couple of friends hanging out with me. Harold Shiverton, a member of the ACG, the Association of Concerned Guyanese, together with Kapil Bisoon. He also is a political analyst, a political commentator, and he's here to talk to us about what's happening on the ground with the UNC. Until later, on Caribbean Showtime, hope you join us. Bye-bye.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
मम्मी जी नमस्ते पैसे मिल गए
जीती रहे हाँ हाँ बेटा इस बार सैलरी जल्दी मिल गई क्या
नहीं माँ जूम किए हैं
जूम
बोले तो फास्ट एंड रिलायबल मनी ट्रांसफर
अभी डाउनलोड कीजिए जूम मनी ट्रांसफर ऐप फ्रॉम पेपैल दैट्स XOOM और अपने मोबाइल से पैसे ट्रांसफर कीजिए बैंक डिपॉजिट्स कैश पिकअप या मोबाइल रिचार्ज
अब इंडिया पैसे भेजिए सिर्फ चंद क्लिक्स के जरिए
जूम अ पेपैल सर्विस तेज सहल और सुरक्षित मनी ट्रांसफर
जदहोर वदेरे स्थानक भाईचारक कारोबार अते सेवावां खुल रहे हन अते सामूहिक 71 नू वदा के 10 लोकां तक कर दिता गया है ता साडे वास्ते एक दूजे दी रखिया करन ले अपनी कोशिशां नू जारी रखना लाजमी है शारीरिक दूरी बनाई रखन दी पालना करो 2 मीटर दी विथ ते रहो जद शारीरिक दूरी बनाई रखना एक चुनौती होवे ता मास्क पहनो अते अपने हत्थां नू बार-बार धोना जारी रखो जे तुहानू चिंता हो रही है कि तुहानू कोविड-19 दी बीमारी हो सकदी है या तुहाडा वायरस नाल संपर्क हो हो सकता है ता टेस्ट कराओ अंदर जा बाहर सुरक्षित रहो जिंदगियां बचाओ वधेरे जानकारी ले ontario.ca/coronavirus देखो ontario सरकार द्वारा भुगतान शुदा
We have a townhouse complex coming to Burlington superb location right off the QEW and minutes from the lake it's a very limited release prices starting from 699 and closing in November 2021 Bonuses include cap development charges, assignment for a fee, appliances and more. For exclusive and priority access, please call us at 416-320-3320.
The fastest 4K IP box in Canada with 5G latest technology. More than 4,000 channels, English, Hindi, Urdu, Punjabi, all latest movies, drama series, sports, kids section, and religious channel. Take this 5G IP box anywhere in the world. For more details, call 647-219-2580. 647-219-2580.
अकाल ट्रक ल्यूब दी ग्रैंड ओपनिंग थाडे जाने पहचाने राजा या फिर जस ट्रक दी बेहतरीन क्वालिटी सर्विस नाल